From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. Stock prices are clinging to narrow gains on Wall Street after the Labor Department reported a larger-than-expected drop in first-time claims for unemployment benefits last week. The decline comes after three straight weeks of sharp rises. But economist Hugh Johnson with Johnson Advisors says the longer-term trends are still worrisome.
If you step back from these numbers and take a look, for example, at what's happened for the last 3 to 6 months, you see a trend, and its employment conditions remain very, very weak.
Johnson notes that the new jobless benefit claims were at 473,000 last week. In a healthy economy, he says that number usually drops below 400,000. A new report finds that nearly 1 in 10 American households is facing the possibility of foreclosure this summer. The Mortgage Bankers Association says about 9.9% of homeowners have missed at least one mortgage payment as of the end of June. But the number of homes actually in the foreclosure process was down a bit, the first drop in 4 years. A co-chair of the President's Oil Spill Commission says the massive spill in the Gulf of Mexico represents a large shared failure of public responsibility by the oil industry and the government. Former Senator Bob Graham says the panel may push for laws to force more cooperation among branches of government on oil drilling oversight. Today, the agency that directly oversees oil drilling, the Bureau of Ocean Energy Management, is holding its second hearing of the week on deepwater drilling safety reforms, well containment, and oil spill response, this one in Anchorage, Alaska. NPR's Paul Brown joins us now. And Paul, what are some of the concerns regarding oil drilling in the Arctic compared to the Gulf of Mexico?
Among them, Craig, global warming, which is uncovering some Arctic waters with more pressure to drill expected. Marilyn Hyman of the Pew Environment Group tells me that it's important to focus on the Arctic now, and she'll be testifying at today's hearing. She says a big concern is the remoteness of the area. She says there's no Coast Guard station near where companies want to drill in the Arctic.
The Coast Guard is the main entity overseeing response. They do not have icebreakers. They do not have capacity to respond to a spill and would have many challenges getting up there in bad conditions.
And Hyman says bad weather conditions are a nearly everyday occurrence during much of the year in the Arctic.
So, Paul, where do the oil companies stand on this?
Well, oil industry trade groups want drilling bans lifted as soon as possible. They say they're concerned about additional regulation, environmental or otherwise, that would make drilling more difficult in a state whose economy depends very heavily on oil and natural gas.
Thanks, Paul. NPR's Paul Brown with that story from Washington. On Wall Street at this hour, the Dow up 22 points at 10,082. The Nasdaq Composite is up 2 points. The S&P 500 Index is up 3 points. This is NPR News from Washington. Regulators in California have approved double-digit health insurance rate hikes for about 1 million people. Steve Julian of member station KPCC says an intervention by the president may have kept the increases from being even higher.
Anthem Blue Cross had called for rate hikes as high as 39% for 700,000 customers. The president lashed out, calling this an example of a broken healthcare system in the run-up to the vote on federal healthcare reform. California regulators have given Anthem, a for-profit company, permission to raise rates by an average of 14%. Anthem's parent company is WellPoint, which is based in Indiana. California's nonprofit insurer, Blue Shield, will be allowed to raise rates on 250,000 customers by 19%. The rate hikes will allow the companies to follow a state mandate to put 70 cents on the dollar toward medical treatments. For NPR News, I'm Steve Julian in Los Angeles.
The Royal Canadian Mounted Police have scheduled a news conference in Ottawa this afternoon on the arrest of two people on terrorism-related charges. Dan Karpinchuk reports more arrests are expected.
Neighbors of one of the suspects say a man and woman in their late 30s who appeared to be of Middle Eastern origin lived in one of the homes that was raided. It's also believed that police have been tracking the suspects for about a year. Earlier this month, the public safety minister said there is an ongoing threat of homegrown terrorism in Canada. Police say they expect to make more arrests in the case and to file formal charges against the two suspects by this afternoon. For NPR News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk in Toronto.
The Republican U.S. Senate primary in Alaska is likely to be decided by absentee ballots. Incumbent Lisa Murkowski trails challenger Joe Miller by just under 1,700 votes, but about 16,000 absentee ballots have not been tallied. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington. Support.